Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, so Ireland take on England later on in the Nations Cup, as you know, and it's Lee Carsley's first outing as English interim manager. Carsley, of course, used to play for Ireland. So the Daily Telegraph's front page headline today is England manager, I won't sing our anthem. The UK Daily Mail has a headline, Lee Carsley should be sacked by the FA today. And this story is blowing up a bit this morning. Here's what they've been saying on Talk TV in the UK today.
I hope they boo him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just pathetic. I mean, I understand there used to be an Ireland player, but the bloke's from Birmingham. Oh, it just drives me bananas. Anyway, if you want to...
The stuff that people come out with these days, what gives them the right?
Because everybody wants to be offended about something, don't they? Mm. You know,
My feelings.
Okay, that's one body of opinion out there, right, on Talk TV. I'm joined on the line now by Kat Suave, Premier League reporter with Sky News. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
So what did Lee Carsley say at his press conference yesterday?
So during yesterday's news conference alongside Harry Kane, Lee Carsley said that he wasn't going to sing the English national anthem, God Save the King, because it was always something he says he struggled with, to get in the zone, the time between the warm-up, coming onto the pitch and getting the match underway. He says he just wanted to focus on the football and that the anthems are sort of a distraction to him. His mind's often wandering off, but he just wants to say, right, let's do this, let's focus on the football.
Okay, so he didn't say anything about any kind of offence taken or anything, and he did. I think he did say as well he never sang the Irish national anthem either, but I suppose this has landed on fertile ground with certain quarters in England. It's kind of blowing up a bit online, isn't it? What are you seeing?
Well, exactly. It is dividing opinions on social media. Some fans saying, well, who cares? As long as he does his job as manager, it doesn't really matter what he does before the match. Some saying that the refusal to sing is a betrayal and that he's not fit to take over from Gareth Southgate, who is always, of course, very loud and proud about singing it. But we've got to remember he's not the first England manager to refuse to sing the national anthem. So both the late Sven-Göran Eriksson and Fabio Capello didn't want to sing it either. So, you know, I think, as you say, the sort of atmosphere, the cultural atmosphere at the moment is tense, to say the least. So I think that's just made this explode a bit more than it would have otherwise.
Is this very unhelpful for the English team that all this kind of culture worry stuff is swirling around ahead of a game?
I think so. I mean, I think they'll want to just focus on, both teams will want to focus on getting a good result in the Nations League. Of course, both teams are going under new managers. So Ireland, of course, have Heimir Hallgrímsson, who's Icelandic, going for his first match today. But as for the England team, they're used to being under the spotlight and the harsh British media. So they will be used to this sort of thing to an extent. But ultimately, they just want to perform later.
And Kat, is this real now? Is this going to be a real issue? Is it going to affect Lee Carsley's future, do you think?
I'm not sure it will do. I mean, I think people are pretty understanding that he did represent Ireland 40 times during his career through his grandmother, who's from County Cork. I don't think it will necessarily affect him long term. I think this is all a bit of a storm in a teacup, to be quite honest. And if he gets a convincing win later, it will all be forgotten about.
Okay, which brings us to the question, and be gentle here now, will he get a convincing win later?
I think England might be comfortable winners, let's say that. I expect them to win 2-3 nil, but of course they are without Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, Cole Palmer, Ollie Watkins, so, you know, some of their star players won't feature later. It could be closer than many expect.
Really? Do you think? Are you just saying that because you're on radio in Ireland?
No, I am. I'm sticking to that. I think it could be a bit of a battle later.
Yeah, well, listen, we have a new man and he has a plan. So I'll just warn you about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and yeah. Of course, Seamus Coleman, captain, says the team have got a smart head going into the game. So we'll see.
OK, Kat Suave, Premier League reporter with Sky News. Thank you very much for that.